Everyone got the marmakaimus? Okay, you'll follow along. Okay, good to see everyone. Let's begin. Here you are, David. There's the marmakaimus. Here you are. Okay, let's begin, guys. Okay, thank you all coming early. All right, I want to begin with the following. We learned yesterday, the end of Shir, the Tosfos on Beis Amud Aleph, the bottom Tosfos, where Tosfos concludes that if rain cannot get in the sukkah, it's pasul. Correct? Our Tosfos says if rain cannot get in the sukkah, it is pasul. That was Tosfos' conclusion. The reason being is that what? Is that the only thing that we're chayshish with is that the schach must be what? The schach must be eroi. And since the schach must be eroi, so therefore halacha lamaisa, we consider that to be flimsy, and therefore that must allow rain to come in. And if rain does not come in, that's a chisaron of what? What is that a chisaron of? Here you are, Yehuda. What is that a chisaron of? Eroi. If rain cannot get in the sukkah, that's a chisaron of eroi, and that's considered to be a what? A psul d'oraisa. Here you are, Yoni. Okay? That's considered, here you are, Avram. It's considered to be a psul d'oraisa. So Tosa's conclusion was, is that the fact that there's a din eroi, it must be flimsy the schach, rain must be allowed to get in. If rain cannot get in, then in a chanami what? The sukkah will be psula. So that's Tosa's conclusion, halacha lemaisa. Okay? So no matter what, if you build a sukkah with walls less than 20, what's that called? Donnie? No matter how stark they are, metal, as long as they're less than 20, it's eroi. Excellent. Remember we said that? Objectively. You can make it as sturdy as possible. It's called what? It's called eroi. But when it comes to the schach, what was Tosa's conclusion? It's literally got to be eroi. Literally. What do I mean by literally? Let's get that down, this formulation. Okay? Let's get this formulation down. Because I said to the few guys, after Shir at 10:45, I want everyone to go back to Beis Medrash, learn till noon, go over everything, what we did in Shir, and take a break till 1:15 and come back from 1:15 to 2:30. I want everyone to chaz of the oven. Gemara Rashi Tosfos Klor. I'm going to, tomorrow during Seder, regular schedule, tomorrow Biz Hashem, I'm going to call guys over and ask kashas. No pressure, it's not a bechina, but I want you to learn. Okay, I don't want you to take it off. Take the break from 12 to 1:15, then come back 1:30. You should have your own minion there in the Medrash, or you go to the classroom. Okay? So we learn it start. 12, you could start even 12:45 noon, but I think you're going to go over what we're doing now. Okay? All right. So the first thing we're starting with is, you got it down in your notes, that Tosfos Maskana was what? The schach, which is the ikar part of the sukkah, must literally be eroi. What does literal eroi mean? That rain must be able to come in. Please get that formulation. That's what Tosfos said. However, the defunos lamaisa could be what? Could be stark, as much as you want. They could be metal. I don't care. But as long as it's under 20, we label that as eroi. So it's like a halachic type of eroi when it comes to the walls. But when it comes to the schach, Tosfos Maskana is, you need a factual eroi. It's literally got to be eroi to the degree that rain has to get in. Now, our Tosfos did not quote Rabbeinu Tam. Our Tosfos says this on its own, and I want you to get it down, that it is pasul midiraisa. However, one sec, Matthew, we'll get to it. You follow along in the Marmakomos as we go. The Agos Mamonios in Pirkei Halacha Tes quotes a story. I'm going to read it to you. Os Tes Maisa. There was a story. Shesiche Harib Shimon Gisel Sharabinu Tam. Who has a brother-in-law? Any of you guys have brother-in-laws? Okay, good. You should all be zeichet to have good brother-in-laws. So Rabbeinu Tam had a good brother-in-law, and his brother-in-law was Rabbeinu Shimshin, who was known as the Rash. The Rash, one of the Rishonim. Yes, we had him over. He had him over for Sukkos. Maisa, listen to this story. Perakei Alachatas Ostas. Maisa Shesichek Arav Shimon Gisel Shor Rabbeinu Tam, Gisel's brother-in-law, Ben Nisarim Shein Ben Arba Tvachin. He made a beautiful sukkah with planks that were less than arba tefachin. V'asa sukkah yafa mod, made a beautiful sukkah, kein kippa, looked like even a dome. V'takoa b'mismaros, he nailed it down, the planks with nails, and comes along his beloved brother-in-law, let's get it down, upasla Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam comes in and passels it. Mishum de matzelis minak shomim. He said, my brother-in-law, I love you, but there's no rain that can get in. Adam, you follow me? There's no rain that can get in. So Rabbeinu Tam is quoted by the Agos Mamonios. Again, in our Tosa, he doesn't quote Rabbeinu Tam, does he? Rabbeinu Tam is one of the Baalei Tosa, one of the most famous ones. But in our Tosa, doesn't say B'shem Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam passed it. Aval, he's given say it's Zeh. If you lie the planks one on top of another, where rain can get in, Zekshera, then Matzelis Minak Shomim. And he says, Tosas Riva says our sukkah, regular sukkah, is done to protect even from the sun and rain. If rain can't get in all, it's psula. So let's get down. Rabbeinu Tam writes beferish that the sukkah is psula, like our Tosos, if rain cannot get in. However, we point out at the very end of Shir very quickly, that's why I want you to get it down. There is a machloikis, the Taz and Prima Godim, Rabbeinu Tam said to his beloved brother-in-law, Rabbeinu Shimshon, aye, your sukkah is psula, did that mean only the Rabbanan or the Raisa? The Taz says right here in the Shulchan Aruch, you'll look it up in Seder, he says beferish, simin tofresh lamin esif cotton beis, that's only possible with the Rabbanan. And the Prima Godim writes, I'm sorry, it's Pasul Midya Raisa. So there's a machlokes amongst Gedol Achronim within Rabbeinu Tam. When Rabbeinu Tam passled it, did he passle with the Rabbanan or passle Midya Raisa? Okay? Taz holds the Rabbanan, Prima Godim says Midya Raisa. But I want you to get down in your notes, our Tosis, no Leisman the Pollock held it was the Raisa. Because why? You guys tell me. Because it's a manifestation of what? It's an outgrowth of not being a Roy. And Aroi is definitely the Araisa. And what is Aroi? Tosas beer in Aroi? It's literally got to be Aroi. Rain has to be able to get in. And if rain can't get in, that's a psul the Araisa. So we've introduced two shitas. You got me, Marty? Both the Araisa, Tosas holds the Araisa, a bit of time, could be the Araisa according to the Prima Godim, Taz Dron Drabonim. But what is Rash hold? What is Rash hold? It's good even L'chachilu. It's kosher even lechachila if rain cannot get in. Who else holds like this? So, if you look in the Shulchan Aruch, I did some research yesterday and today. If you look in the Shulchan Aruch, it's very interesting that Lamaisa, they quote a rush in Simon Yud Beis. You guys got your Gemaras? Let's look at it inside. Look at the Rush and Simon Yud Beis. Okay? Take a look at the Rush, Simon Yud Beis. So the first sheet that we already see that it's Kosher L'Chachila is who? Is the Rush. And that's the way that the Aruch Haner is B'dayik from the Beis Yosef, that we assume that it's considered to be Kosher. Halacha L'maisa. Okay? You got it?
Yeah.
In the Rush in the back, Perek Aleph, Simon Yud Beis. Okay? Let's see what he says. Very short Simon. Tana Rabbanan. Sukkos Nachrim, what's Sukkos Nachrim? A sukkah that a goy builds. Nashim, a sukkah that a woman builds. Behema, you make a sukkah out of a behema. Kusim, a goy builds it. Sukkah, all these types of sukkahs, mikomakom ksheir. It's amazing, no?
What's a sukkah behema?
You tie down a behema, make a sukkah out of it. All these types of sukkahs are ksheir. You got me, Dani? Ubilvad shetem sukkah, kreches kehilkosa. That's only under the condition that the schach is done kedin. Amar of Chista, so we don't really care about the walls. You could have a goy build it. You could have a woman build it. What's so special about a woman? Because a woman exempt from the mitzvah of sukkah. So you're talking about a goy, a woman, talking about people that can build walls. They don't have to be mechuyev in the sukkah at all. This is a Gemara in Daf Ches. However, Amar of Chista v'usha asa litzel. It must be made for a shade. Lislonein. Tachtecha, to hang out under it. Mechoref umimatar. Underline that 180 times. Latzil mechoref umimatar. Again, Amrev Chisu Shotzel, Latzel, Lislonin, Tachtecha, Mechoref umimatar. It's made for shadow to be able to hang out under it to save you from what? Moisture and rain. So what is he saying, black on white? That a sukkah that no rain can get in is what? Kosher. No doubt, guys. Now they quote the Beis Yosef says B'Shem that the Rush said it B'Shem Rashi. I want you to get that down. We don't have Rashi. We don't have the Rosh quoting Rashi. We just have the Rosh saying it himself. The Beis Yosef quotes, Beis Yosef here, Tuf Reish Lamed Aleph, quotes that the Rosh quoted Rashi. Here, Adam. Good to see you. We have the Beis Yosef quoting the Rosh, quoting Rashi. If you look in the Rosh like we did, he doesn't quote Rashi. Okay? But the Rosh says this on his own. Yoni, you got me? He says black on white. About what? Litzniusa ba'alma ain shem sukala. What does that mean? What does Litzniusa ba'alma mean? If you build it just for what? For privacy, please get that down. If you just build it for privacy, you don't want anyone to see you eating lunch or whatever. You want to hang out by yourself, relax a little bit. Then there's no sukkah. So the building of the walls would have to have what? Lamaisa. Anyone can build them. But Rav Chisda says you have to make sure the schach's done properly and has to be made for a shadow. Let's say you put a schach that you don't want a drone. You know what drones are, right? You don't want to. Let's say you put the schach on to shelter drones. You know what drones are? The army, you know, U.S. Army. How they fight and all the terrorists all over the country, all over the world. They have these flies, small as flies, that are cameras in the drones. They go into the terrorist houses. So let's say a guy wanted to make a sukkah with the schach to protect from the fly drone. That's not good. That's l'shmius of alma. If he did it l'shem tzel the schach, then it's what? Then it's kosher. So this is talking about the kavanah of the building of the walls. Anyone can make a goy, women, doesn't make a difference. It can be made of a behemah. But when you put the schach up, the schach has to be made in mind kahilchasa, but made l'tzel, not l'tzniusa. You got me? And what did you say, black on white? That if no rain can get in, it is what? Kosher. In fact, the Beis Yosef said the Rosh quotes Rashi. We don't have Rashi. One sec, David. Continuing. For Rabbeinu Tam, perish usel itself, mo mu'uva lagim in a matar. There he is. Rabbeinu Tam. What does Rabbeinu Tam say? You made it for a shadow, but you didn't. It wasn't thick enough to protect from rain. If it's thick enough to protect from rain, you know what? Puzzle. There's the Rabbeinu Tam. This is the second time we saw it quoted. First in the Agos Mamonios. Secondly in the Rush. Chen Tzukas Rakbash. Rowan Kaitzonim Borgonim Shomrei Peres Ksheira Bavachim Eschechs Kilchsa. I'm Rechitz Mayochsa Ushasa Letzel. It's made Letzel. So what do we have so far here? We have a major machlokes in the Rishonim as to whether what a sukkah where no rain can get in is what? Is it kosher or not? Our Tosfos says Puzzle Minat Teira. It's a lack of what? How are you doing, David? It's a lack of a roi. However, what? What's number two, Donnie? What's number two, Shita? The Rabbeinu Tam who holds puzzle. Machloik is Taz Primigada within Rabbeinu Tam, whether it's Yeraisa or Rabbanon. Taz the Rabbanon, Primigada is Yeraisa. Where's the Rabbeinu Tam quoted? In the story that goes from Manos and also in the what?
Rush.
In the Rush. And who's the Shita that holds its kosher in that Torah?
Rush.
The Rush and the Rush. The Rush, Rabbeinu Shimshon, in his story when he invited his beloved brother-in-law over, and the Rush say it's good Minat Torah. Supposedly there's a Rashi. Where's the Rashi? Turn to Chesem and Beis, guys. Dave, we'll get to you in a sec, okay? Turn to Chesem and Beis. We found the Rashi. We found the Rashi. I had a simcha when I found this Rashi. Chesem and Beis. Take a look, guys. Okay? Let's take a look. Chesem and Beis. You got it? Tanur Rabbanan. Seven lines from the top. You got me? Tanur Rabbanan. Ganbach. Someone would have told you this 2-3 weeks ago. What is Ganbach? They would have thought you would have thought he's crazy. Now you know it's Chesem and Beis. Seven lines from the top, Marty. You got it? Tanur Rabbanan. I think it's seven lines. Yeah, seven lines. Chesem and Beis. Towards the end of the line. Tanur Rabbanan. Ganbach. You got it? You got it? It's an abbreviation. Ganbach. Donnie, show him. Tanur Rabbanan. Ganbach. You got it? It's Chesem and Beis. Let's go. Tanur Rabbanan. It says it right. Say Ganbach. Sukkos, Goyim. Gimels for Goyim. Nun, Sukkos Nashim. Women made it. Beis, Sukkos Behema. Chaf, Sukkos Kusim. Sukkah, Mikol Makom. It's a Sukkah Ksheru. Bilvad Shetim Suchecha Kehilchasa. Hey, you got to make sure the schach's done right. My Kehilchasa. Amar of Chista, Vushasa Letzel Sukkah. It's got to be made Letzel Sukkah. Guys, look at Rashi. Amar of Chista. Dibra Maska, Amar of Chista. You got it? It's about the sixth short block there. You got it? Where it's shorter? Everyone got it? Underline it there. Amar of Chista. It's about the seventh line. Everyone got it? Amar of Chista. In the short, towards the bottom. The short section. You got it? Right here. Everyone got Amr of Chista? Marty, you got it?
Yeah.
Donnie? Amr of Chista.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's go. Amr of Chista. Haki Hilchasa, Tikka Amar, Hu Mishuchechet Yafeh. It's done well, the Schach. To Muchach Milsa. Shasiyasa Harishona Letzelhaisa. When you built the Schach, it was done for shade. Velo Letzniyusa Ba'alma. It was not done for privacy. To Afogav did the Sukkah Lashem Chag Lo Be'inin. Even though when you build a Sukkah, it doesn't have to be made Lishma for Sukkahs. However, Lashem Sukkah Be'inin Uletzel, who to Mekarya Sukkah Shechos Sochechet Minachayrif. So even though l'sukkah l'shem chag lo be'inin, but what do you need? You need it to be done l'shem what? L'shem sel. You see the end of that Rashi, you got it. It's a little tricky how to read that.
What's chorev?
Chorev is considered to be what? Moisture, right? Shemesuchechem min achorev, or from the heat. Chorev's heat.
It's interesting that the Rush says matar, but Rashi doesn't say matar.
Right, but how do we read this Rashi here? What does Rashi say? You're saying good, Matthew. He says, what's a Lashon Rashi? Chesem and Beis here, he says what? Misuchechet, and that's the way you read it. Va'afo gav the what? Va'afo gav the sukkah l'shem chag, lo be'inin, l'shem sukkah be'inin u'letzel hu d'mekari sukkah shechen min ha'chorev. Protects you from chorev. I want to say from this Rashi, even though you're right, it didn't say matar, but Rashi says l'maisa chorev is symbolic of that. So this is the Rashi that Beis Yosef quoted. This is the one I want to say, that if no rain can get in, it's still what? It's still kosher. Okay? Now, where is that halacha? Take a look at Daf Tes, Amud Aleph for the Mishnah. Where is that halacha you don't have to build it lishma? Take a look at the Mishnah on the top. I want you to get everything. You got to make sure you've got all the dapim. Sukkos Yishana, an old sukkah. Beis Shammai Posenu, Beis Hillel Machshirin. The Ezo is Sukkos Yishana, Kol She'asa Kodem L'Chag Shloshim Yom. Let's say you made a sukkah in the middle of the summer. According to Beis Shammai, it's pasul. According to Beis Hillel, it's makshir. You didn't have in mind the sukkah at all. According to Beis Shammai, it's bad. According to Beis Hillel, it's good. And if you made it in June, it's fine. As long as you had it in mind for sukkah. Even Beis Shammai agrees. So that's what Rashi means on Chesem Beis when he says, Avagav the sukkah l'shem chag lo b'inin. There is no din of lishma. You guys ever heard of lishma? What's lishma? If a husband wants to divorce his wife, God forbid, the get's got to be written specifically for that man and woman. Sitzes have to be sukkah on lishma. Does a sukkah have to be built lishma? No, it does not. According to Beis Hillel, that's the Mishnah. So that's what Rashi means. Even though the sukkah doesn't have to be built l'shem sukkahs, but it has to be built the structure of the same cell. And what we're saying from Rashi, it protects you from chorev u'matar. Chorev means what? From the heat, but also means matar as well. That's the Rashi that we're referring to. So we've dug up a Rashi now. That says that. Doesn't say it befeirish like Matthew says, but that's what the Beis Yosef meant. So you got Rashi, Rosh, Rash, that all say it's Kashim and Atera. Yes, David, go ahead.
When we say that, so the sukkah could be built by like Goyim or Nashim, but it has to be Mesuchachas Kalachasa.
Yes.
So can you have a Goy, can I have a Goy put the schach on if I have intention that it's for the.
You should do it yourself. You should not have a Goy do it. If he does, you got to pick it up and do it yourself.
Oh, okay, so it's.
Yes.
Minotera?
A cotton's a good question. Yeah, I mean, a push-up shot. Pashup shot lamaisa. You should have it done. Mesuchah kehilchasa halacha lamaisa. That's we'll get to the details of that. There's a whole question whether the Yishami has a chum to pick it up, but we'll get to the details of it. So we'll get to that sugya. Bezrat Hashem. It's a good kasha. Okay, so now we've set it up lamaisa. Well, now we've set it up. That's a major machlokes in the Rishonim. Okay, I want to go now to the Mordechai. You guys got the Mordechai. This is a good exercise. Now you'll know how to get look at all the Rishonim. Where's the Mordechai?
The back.
Very back. Excellent, guys. The very back. It's after, in mine, it's before the Tosefta's. See, it says Mordechai? Mordechai, right here. The very back. Those of others sometimes has a little bit different, but you should find it in the back, the Mordechai. Everyone got it? Okay, let's look at the Mordechai in Simon. Tuf Shin Lamed Beis. He goes by numbers. Tuf Shin Lamed Beis in the Mordechai. Everyone got it? Tuf Shin Lamed Beis Mordechai. Okay? Let's look. Let's see what he says. Okay? We got me? Alright, let's see what he says here. The Fairs. Because he discusses what we're going to discuss. Okay? Because I wrote on the top of the Mar Makom, it's rain and stars. You got the Mordechai, Simi? Does everyone have it? You don't have it there? Lamaisa.
In Ozar, it's right after the Yaakov Mefarshim.
It's after the Yaakov Mefarshim. Okay, let's start reading. Look inside. Tuf Lamed, Tuf Shin Lamed Beis. Everyone got it? Bless you.
Which one?
Tuf Shin Lamed Beis. Underline it. In the Mordechai. Okay? You guys got it? Yosef, you have it? Let's take a look. Okay, I want you to be able to get to the Mordechai. Where is it? Right after the Yaakov Mefarshim. Right? Where is it there, Matthew? What?
It's after Yaakov Mefarshim.
Right after the Yaakov Mefarshim. Yoni, you got it there?
Yeah.
Mordechai? Okay, good. Let's read inside. Someone doesn't have it, show so your cover, okay? You want to show them, Lamaisa? See me? Tuf Shin Lamed Beis. Here we go. Silasa Meruba Mitzchamasa. The shade is more than the shadow. The shade is more than the sunlight. Shemutsuchechet Yafe Kedemucha Milsa Shasa Letzel. It was done Letzel. Someone help out where they have it, Lamaisa, okay? Matthew, you want to show them where it is? So he says, Mesuchechet Yafe, Demucha Milsa Shasa Letzel. When you have more shade than sunlight, it's a real good schach. Demucha Milsa Shasa Letzel. It's done, it shows if you finagle your schach that there's more shade than sunlight, obviously he's doing it to make it for shade. Velolitz New Sabama. Because why would a guy do that, right? If you're trying to manufacture for more shade than sunlight, obviously you're doing it to shustle itself. Well, it's new sabam. That's just doing it for privacy. Da'avagad the sukkah l'shem chag lo binin. Asur l'shem sukkah binin. U'letzel hu. De'makar yisukkah shes m'sokhecha min ha'chama. There it is, Matthew. I said the word chorah was chama, yes?
Yeah.
U'bedavar shekosher l'sachek bo. Mitoch perish Rashi. There it is. He quotes Rashi. De'mashma de'migina min ha'kshomim k'sherim. What's the difference between sunlight and rain? He's been diet that Rashi holds that if rain cannot get in, it's kshayim. V'rabbeinu Tam pirish, shasal itzel, v'lo l'muuva. What does muuva mean? What does the word muuva mean? Thick. Av. It's not thick. It cannot be thick. L'hagein min habakshamim. If it is so thick that rain cannot get in, shu psula. Shim haisa kshayra. Because if it would be kshera, kishemaginim in akshamim, if it would be kshera when rain can't get in kein lama shaninu. Why does it say in the Mishnah? Me'emasai yoriv ochel, the Mishnah says in Sukkah, when do you have to leave your Sukkah when it's raining and go back in your house? Me'emasai yoriv ochel, kutzlo Sukkah. Mishetisrach mahamikpeh, mishetisrach hamikpeh. What does tisrach hamikpeh mean?
The porridge gets ruined.
Exactly. When is the determining factor? Excellent. Ephraim, that you have to go in your house when it's raining, that if your soup is getting ruined, what does that imply?
Water's getting in.
Ichasenu yafa yafa, v'lo tisruch makaposel. Right, you eat outside the sukkah, and therefore you cover it well so it won't get ruined. V'lo yapater mimitzvah, and then you will not be what? V'lo yapater mimitzvah. Who appear a comment at tani simin klola gesham and b'chag. Alma, the Stam Sukkah, Eina Matzel from the Akshom. Stam Sukkah does not protect you from rain. So how does he conclude the piece? So he brings two rayas. What are the two rayas? What are the two rayas that rain has to get in? Number one, the Mishnah says, your porridge is bad, right? Number two, it says, Simen Kalala B'chak. You don't say Mashem Aruch. Therefore, he says, since it's a machloikus in Rishonim, I believe, says the Mordechai, get it down in your notes, Donnie, you got me, that a person should be machmer l'charchilo to make the schach in order that what gets in? I'm ready for him to say what?
Rain.
Rain. He says stars. He says stars. That you can see the stars. Matthew asked me that after
the
shir.
This is where
I
the
said,
stars
are. Ah, exactly. He comes up with this chumrah. So the Mordechai presents a machloikis, says, I think it should be machmer to make sure that the stars could be seen. So that's an amazing thing, to make sure that the stars should be seen. Now, I would have wanted to say rain. Does anyone distinguish, get this down, between rain and stars? Yes, if you look in the Tur, and I brought it in, if you look in the Tur in Tuf Reish Lamed Alf Os Gimel, says, within Rabbeinu Tam, Rabbeinu Tam Pasak, Shim Asa Ava. What is Ava? thick. Ma'od she'ein amatu yochol lerid b'psula. Afagav de beshilu machshirin me'uva kimin bias. Even though beshilu is machshir and me'uva kimin bias, haynu dafke she'ein hakochavim v'chama nirim b'socha. That's dafke if the stars cannot what? Be seen. Avakeh she'ein yochol lahamtir b'socha p'sula afilu beshilu. So get this down. So says the tour within Rabbeinu Tam, the stars don't have to be seen, but rain's got to get in. The Mordechai concluded that you must be machmer to even allow yourself to see stars. But we dug up a chiluk. Now, where is the Mishnah about the stars? Donnie, where's the Mishnah? Why don't you got to be a bucky and everything? Every daf we get, you got to know the Gemara, what it means, Mishnah, and where it is. Take a look, Chav Beis, guys. Chav Beis. Let's go. Chav Beis. The tour within Rabbeinu Tam says, Rabbeinu Tam says, if stars are not seen, it's fine. If rain can't get in, it's bad. The Mordechai was machmer. What did he say? The Mordechai was machmer and said, you should be machmer to even allow yourself to see stars. It's a chumrah. Okay, look at Chav Beis and Aleph. Yes.
Stars and rain very easy way to put them together, right? Seemingly, if the schach isn't
okay.
Thin enough that you can see the stars, then it's probably given the rain will be able to get
it. It's probably easier to see the stars, right, than what? What do you think's easier? He says that Lamaisa, if it's thick, but you can't see the stars, okay. But if it's so thick that no rain gets in, that's too much. There's a higher degree of thickness that you need to stop rain from getting in than seeing the stars. Look at the Mishnah, Chaf Beis and Aleph, okay? Let's see what it says. Sukkah hamiduvelelis. Sukkah hamavduvelelis. You have a sukkah that is what? Muvduvelelis. The Gemara's Masbir, what that means. It's mixed up. You know, it has, you know, some space and some wood. Some space and some wood. The schach. V'shilasa meruba mechamasa ksheira. If there's more shade than shadow, it's good. Hamuva kimin bias. If you have so much schach on there that it's like a house, afal pi shena kochavim nirin misocha ksheira. You put so much schach, Adam, on here that what? It's like a house. Even though the stars cannot be seen, it is ksheira. That's an explicit mishnah, guys. Explicit mishnah that if you can't see the stars, it's ksheira. Question is, if the rain can't get in, that's a machlokes in Rishonim. But stars is beferish. And the Mordechai says you should even be machmir to allow yourself even to see stars.
Why? Why do you have to
be? He has a chumra like this. He has a chumra. We're going to see in the Shulchan Aruch.
Okay. We'll
see. We'll see why. There's a svara lemaisa, you could say. Why? Because maybe it'll get too thick. Maybe he's worried about Rabbeinu Tam. Yeah. That if it's so thick, you won't have rain. Get in. If you're so worried about that. But please trace everything down in your notes. Now we got this in the Mishnah. Mishnah says Beferish. Okay, let's turn now to the Shulchan Aruch. Get it down. Simin, Tav Resh Lamed Aleph, Sif Gimel. Here we go. Ready? Derech Asichuch. What is the derech of putting schach? Simin, Tav Resh Lamed Aleph, Sif Gimel. Derech Asichuch, Lios Kal. The way to put up schach is to do it lightly. Kidei sheyirau mimenu akochavim agadoylim. So the Mechaber quotes the chumrah of the Mordechai. He quotes the chumrah of the Mordechai that you should put schach light enough up that you should be able to see the stars. However, haisim uva kimin bias, if it is so thick like a house, the schach afal pishen akochavim nirin mitoka ksheira. So the Mechaber Paskins like the Mordechai. That what? That Mikra Adin, if you can't see the stars, it's Sheira. But does an Indian want the Karchila to be able to see the stars? Does he say a word about our rain?
No.
Does not comment on the rain. Nothing. On the rain. says the Magen Avraham. Who's the Magen Avraham? In the side of Orachaim, excellent. Ephraim, it's the Magen Avraham on one hand. Taz on the other. In Yordea, what is it? Shach on one side, Taz on the other. Chosh and Mishput, Smo on one side, Shach on the other. Ibn Ezra, Beis Shmuel on one side, Chalkas Mechokik on the other. I want you to get familiar with the Shulchan Aruch. Okay? You got me? On the side of the Shulchan Aruch. You got it, Danny? The Shach's in your day and Chosh in Mishpat. In Orachaim, it's Magen Avraham Taz. Okay? Writes the Magen Avraham. Listen. Magen Avraham. Tof Reish Lamed Aleph. Sif Cotton Base. You ready, Danny? Tof Reish Lamed Aleph. Sif Cotton Base. Kimin Bias. Write this down. Magen Avraham. Ulavush Posel. Kishain Hamatar Yachol Leiridba. Chen Perish Abach. So in the Gedolei Achronim, we see Magen Avraham Bach. Say if rain can't get in, puzzle. Rain can't get in, puzzle. Writes the what? Writes the Levush and the Bach. You got it, Yosef? Get it down.
What's the Magen Avraham?
Magen Avraham quotes him. His tummy holds like that. Comes along the Mishnah Brura. Let's get it.
Wait, if the Magen Avraham and Bach say...
Magen Avraham quotes the Levush and Bach say, if rain can't get in, it's puzzle. See, the Mechaber didn't touch the topic of rain. Shulchan Aruch.
Well, we
have to try to figure it out. I think because Mikra didn't is Ksheir. Let's look at it in Shabur. Here we go. Sif Kutin. We got it? Mishnah Brura says...
Wait, was that
Mechaber? Tuf Reish Lamed Aleph Sif Gimel. Says the Mishnah Brura Sif Kutin Vav. You ready? Afal Pi Shena Kochavim. The Chulei Rotzel Lomar. Lo Gedolim Velo Ktanim. They don't have to be huge stars. The Kosvach Ronim. Demikol Makom. Im hi mu'uba, kolkach. What's mu'uba?
Thick.
Kolkach ad she'en ag shomim yichol and Larry besocha. Comes along to Mr. Brewer and talks about the topic of rain. What happens is so thick and no rain can get in? Afilu kishiyordim gishomim rubim. You got a landfall with this Hurricane Irma. Hopefully, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take it to the sea so no one in Florida gets hurt anywhere. But Lamaitre, you got a downpour and no rain can get in. In Cain, have a Cain bias, like a house. So, Yesh Lahachmer V'Lifsol Mishum Gzeres bias. Says the Mishum Brura, on one hand, maybe we should possel that sukkah. A Gzeres Mishum bias. Because maybe it's like a ceiling, people think you can sit in the house, get it down. That's what the Mishum Brura writes in the beginning. Mikom Mokom, Umikom Mokom, Bidyevid. Kashir E'efshir Litol Ksas Me'aschach. When, let's say, this guy built the sukkah so beautifully. You know how you have, like in Havdol of those guys, the little kids, they make Legos. You do one little thing of the Legos, the whole thing goes, those or dominoes, the whole thing goes down. So a guy built such a beautiful sukkah, so thick, but if you touch one little thing, the whole thing will go busted. Whoa. He says, if you can't finagle it to see to get the let the rain go in, don't worry about it. You can rely on the Mekilim. Who are the Mekilim? Rashi. That they hold me Ikra Din, that if rain cannot get in, that's the way Rav Shechter Shlita always says it over. That we do not paskin like our Tosos on the Daf. That if you build such a nice sukkah that no rain can get in and no stars can get in, that sukkah is Ksheira. Even though the Magen Avraham quotes the Bach and Levush that says it's possible. When we say kosher b'dyeved, it's a good question, Donnie. It means, when I say mikar adin, meaning that the mahalach in the sugi is that we hold like the Rishonim that say mikar adin is kshera. We should try l'chumra to be able to what? See the stars and be able to let the rain come in. But what I'm saying is mikar adin, which also boils down to being b'dyeved, it is kshera. Because if you held mikar adin as possible, you would say it's possible even b'dyeved. You follow me? That's a way you say it over.
It's also kosher lechachila.
I understand that, but yeah. The way we paskin ladina, you say it over, is that meikar din is ksheira. There isn't any to be machmer for the other rishonim lechachila, but meikar din is ksheira. I remember Shifter said I was right. I once had a machleis with another rebbe. The Shulchan Aruch paskins that you can count Sviras Omer after what? After shkia. You know shkia sunset. You know, some shuls daven Maariv right after sunset, and then they count right away. They don't wait till Seis Kochavim. So the Mechaber says, Yesh Machmirin to require Laila Mamish, like the Rambam. But what does Yesh Machmirin mean?
It's a Chumrah.
But Meikra Adin, the Mechaber holds like the Rashba. So the way you should say it over is the Shulchan Aruch Paskin, you could count Sfira with a bracha, Mikra din after Shkia, right after Ma'ariv, there's a Shul Dan's Ma'ariv. There's a Chumra, like in Pseik, we're Machmer to wait for Seis Kochab, so we don't count. I announce at the end of Ma'ariv. But Mikra din, the Shulchan Aruch says it's good. That's the way you say it over. That's what I'm telling, teaching you about it, how you, it's a lamdin. This topic of what we're doing is that you say over Ikra Din, it is Kshera Sukkah that rain cannot get in and that stars cannot be seen. Ikra Din is Kshera. There is a Chumra quoted in the Shulchan Aruch, like some Rishonim, that we should be mocked. Some Rishonim said, as Ephraim said, that it's possible. But we don't hold like that. We hold like Rashi, the Rush, and the Rash. We don't accept our Tz, we don't accept the Rabbinic Tam. Yes, David.
Does the Mishnah Berurah use the Lashon of Bidyevet, or that was Rebbe's?
He says the Lashon of Bidyevet.
Because normally doesn't Bidyevet mean like, you can't do this. Bidyevet, if you did,
right.
Won't make
That's why I want to use this as a good example. What does it mean you can't? You can't as a Chumrah. That's why I don't like the Lashon of can't. Don't say can't.
But there's other halachas, like, for instance, let's say like Kriya Shema of the night. Like, meaning you can't say, I'm going to say Shema after a los, but bidyevet, if you forgot, whatever, now it's after, before.
Right, but how do you translate that din? Mi'ikra din, you're going to be yotze, you shouldn't say it after chatzos, you shouldn't say it at 3 o'clock in the morning, but mi'ikra din yotze to lamad shachar. That's the way you say it over zolam din. Mi'ikra din, I am yotze kriya shema after what? And the whole night, until dawn. There's an inyan l'chachmer to say it, to do it at, you know, before chatzos, like the chachomim, a siyag.
But what about, like, I was going
to
say...
What I'm saying to you is that if you hold Mikra Din as Psula, you never could say Bidyevet, it's Kshema. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, but my gosh, on that, because don't we say, though, even, like, Bidyevet, you can even say Kriya Shema between Alos and Nates.
Okay, that's a real Bidyevet.
But the point is, you couldn't intentional Mikra Din, you can't even...
I understand that, but if we didn't accept that Sheet and Rishonim, you couldn't get those words out of your mouth. Okay. That's what I want to bring out to you. That's why you have to learn in the halachic process... What is Mikra Din and what is a Chumrah? Because people get mixed up and it's not right. Number one, in Lomdus. Number two, people don't realize, you have to realize in life what's Mikra Din and what's a Chumrah. It's very important as a Talmid Chacham and as a budding Talmid Chacham is learning. You have to realize that. Things get confused, number one, in learning. But you have to know what is Mikra Din and what is a Chumrah. So that's what I'm telling you, Lomaisa, that in this Sugya, that's what comes out. Yes, Donnie, go ahead.
All these Rishonim are like making it sound like you put an extra effort to be able to build a sukkah never can get into. But should it be the opposite?
What do you mean never get into?
Rain can't get into. It's harder to make a sukkah that we can get into than make a sukkah that has like a roof like a house.
I don't know about that, but what they're saying is that you should be careful to make sure that you do it in a very, very, you take your time, and just don't chuck all the stuff on there and it becomes real thick. Do it in a way that l'chachila rain can get in and stars, rather than just chucking everything in it so thick and you can't see anything. Even though Mikra Din, that's Kshayr.
But the research makes it sound like people have trouble making a sukkah that we can get into.
Not necessarily. No, get into it, we're talking about from the top, the stuff getting in from the top.
Yeah.
Yeah, but Lamais, they're just saying, I want you to be careful about it.
Something to be extra careful.
Extra careful and make sure.
In order extra, not to get in.
No, extra careful to be able to see the stars, and extra careful to be able to see the what?
You don't have extra careful for that, don't you?
I understand what I'm saying. When people build it for shade, they're going to think, oh, that's the halacha. That is the halacha. Like we learned from Mechista and Chesemes. Build it for shade. If you build it for shade, you're going to throw the things on top. But there's a caveat. The caveat is the chachila, the chumra, see stars, let rain get in. As a chachila. Okay, let's go weiter now with this. Yes, go ahead, Matthew. Real quick.
It seems like... In sukkah, a lot of times you're going to pask in mako.
Not necessarily. Sukkah is the arise of the first night, right? So, not necessarily.
Then why do we choose to say mako?
Because that's what I'm saying. The mahalach of this sugya is that the Mishnah in Tainis, and I'm glad you brought this up. If you are from those who've shown them, everyone get this nakuda. I want you to get this down in your notes. If we hold like the Rishonim that say that it's kshera, what do you do with the two rayas? What were the two rayas of Rabbeinu Tam?
The Mishnah
about that if there's so much rain you got to leave, and what else?
And
the Mishnah in Tainis. So what will it say about that? So the Mishnah in Tainis, we said yesterday, it's like an agarata. Doesn't literally mean that the rain has to get in the sukkah, just an agarata. Okay, even though it's in the Mishnah, usually agaratas are in Gemaras, but you'll take the Gemaras like an agarata. What are you going to do with that other Mishnah? And where is that Mishnah, by the way? Does anyone know where that Mishnah is in sukkah? I think it's around Chav Zion. I don't want to look for it now, Lamai, so we'll look for it at Seder. I think it's around Chav Zion, though. Okay? But how would you get rid of that Mishnah? That there's so much rain coming down, it spoils my porridge or my soup. Doesn't that imply that what? The rain has to get in? What's the answer?
If you
If you're the other Rishonim, how are you going to get out of that?
If you're bringing the food to the sukkah and then on the way to the sukkah.
Yeah, but the, okay, but it seems like it's in the sukkah. I would have said even, I would have said a little bit, say, what would you say more? Say more. If you're from the other Rishonim, get this down. How would you get out of that raya?
I
would just say, Lamaisa, of course I'm of the opinion that the Rishonim say that the rain, what? If, even if the rain doesn't get in, but it's just a litmus test. If there's so much rain, if there's so much rain that's pouring and it's ruining your food, so you got to go in. Allah Lamaisa. See, Rabbeinu Tam, so you see from here, the rain has to be able to get in. No, I hold like the other Rishonim. The rain doesn't even have to get in. But if you're dealing with a storm or a hurricane where the weather got in, because why? Because it was so what? It was so much rain. It was Hurricane Irma. Then what? What's going to happen? Then you got to go in, Lamaisa. And therefore, halacha. So you're going to tell me, but in other words, it was a situation. It was an extreme situation. There was so much rain. But in a regular rainstorm, if it blocks the rain, it's Kshayra. But if it's more than a regular rainstorm that it got into your sukkah and it's ruining your food, then you better get in. But it doesn't show that what? That the rain has to get in. Maybe you'll say the Mishnah's talking about an extraordinary case of a hurricane in Category 5. That's how I would do away with that riot. Yes, David?
Then based on that, maybe we should be machmir to make a thick sukkah so this way we don't bring ourselves to be potter from it. Because if the rain's not getting in, then we won't be potter.
It's interesting. It's interesting. That's an interesting thing. The bottom line is that it always going to drip in some way, you know? So Lamaisa, that's why, you know, at least from the walls, sometimes people are going to get uncomfortable. And Mitztar, when we get to that, Lamaisa, when we get to the Din Mitztar, it's going to come up anyway. But it's an interesting thought what you bring up, okay? Yes, Yehuda.
But it won't necessarily come up, because if it's a light storm that only a little bit would come, that only a little bit's coming into the regular schach, then if you had a thicker schach, then it would be fine.
Yes, that's what those other Rishonim will say. Either this is talking about a case where the rain struck him, if it's so bad that it's ruining your food and it's getting in, so then you got to go inside. That's all. But it's not a riot that rain's always got to get inside. That's how I'm being masbrit. Has everyone got that down? Please get that. It's an important akuda. How the Rishonim we paskin like are going to reject those two rites. Simon Klal B'chag, they'll say it's an agadata. And this Adam, they'll say what? They'll say that Lamaisa, the rain doesn't have to get in. But when the rain does get in and it's ruining your food, then it's time to go. But it doesn't shed light that the rain has to get in. You follow what I'm saying? It's not a riot that the rain has to get in. Clore, you got it? Okay. Very good. Now, I want to just point out the following. Let's get this. The Lamaisa in the Minhagi Maharil. You know who the Maharil was? Maharduski was the chief revolution, but there was a Maharil in the 1400s that Ramah quotes from a lot also. The Maharil says, he says, Halacha Lamaisa, L'chachila, you should try to do schach, like Donnie said, please get this down, where you can see the stars. This is the Maharil. The Minhagi Maharil. He quotes, you should make a sukkah where you can see the stars, but he quoted the name of his Rebbe, the Maharash, that even if it's so thick that you cannot what? You cannot see anything, halach l'maisa, it's still kosher. You cannot see anything, it's still kosher. And halach l'maisa, the Mata Moshe says, I don't like it. L'chachilu, you should not make a schach so thick that no rain can get in. So the Minhag Ma'aril says, he quoted l'maisa, there isn't any l'chachilu to be able to see the stars. But he said his Rebbe said it didn't make a difference. And the Matan Moshe says, also l'chachili, you should try to make sure the rain can get in. Halacha l'maisa. Now there's a gadol. Yeah, you got it, Matthew? The Minhagi Maharil says l'chachili, you should try to have the stars get in. But he calls B'Shem his Rabo Marash, that it's good, even if you cannot see anything. And the Matan Moshe also is machmer like the Mani Maharil, that the rain should get in. Now have you heard of Rav Sturmbach?
Yeah.
Anyone ever heard of him?
Shlita,
yeah, Mo'adim Isman. Very good. He's a Gadol in Yerushalayim, in Harnof. He's the chief rabbi in South Africa. So he has a beautiful sefer called Mo'adim Isman. In the sefer Mo'adim Isman, a chelik aleph, simen, sadi, vav. He says a chiddush. I want you to get this down. Within Rabbeinu Tam. He writes, within Rabbeinu Tam only passel the sukkah if rain cannot get in. What type of rainstorm? What type of rainstorm? A rainstorm is a starker rainstorm. I don't know if you want to say a hurricane. It's a starker rainstorm, severe thunderstorm. Okay? He says, that's what Rabbeinu Tam said, halacha l'maisa. But he says, he says, it must be built in a manner. The sukkah is only possible. Shein ha'kshar merol l'sach. Elim ken ha'yibnu kokach. Shegam kol chad she'chayrif. Yuchlo lor dorba. V'lo yikshar merol l'sach. I mean, the sukkah is built so well that even a severe thunderstorm when the rain won't get in. But, he says, if a severe thunderstorm will get in, and just the rain that happens in the fall won't get in, that's kosher. So I want you to get that limitation, Rabbeinu Tam. Please get that down. Sternbach has a chiddush. He says, when did Rabbeinu Tam pass a sukkah where the rain can't get in? That's if it's built so well that a severe thunderstorm won't get in, like a hurricane. But if a small rain, like in the fall, can't get in, Lamaisa, that's okay. It's still kshayru. That's what he writes.
Is this deraisa or derabanan?
He doesn't say. Could be even if it's deraisa. He wants to say it's going to be okay. That's a chiddush he's saying within Rabbeinu Tam. It's a chiddush. Okay. And then he writes another chiddush. I want you to get this. He writes, in the Ma'anim Uzmanim, he says, if there's one place in your sukkah where the schach is light, and you can see the stars and rain can get in that spot, you can make the rest of the sukkah thick where no rain can get in. And that one spot is enough. And that does the job. Okay? That's what he writes. That you can have one spot where you can see the stars and rain get in, the rest of it being thick where it can't get in, you can't see the stars, that's fine. I want you to point out, though, this is Mamish against the Mishabura in the Sifkat Nehei, the one right earlier to that. The Mishabura writes in Sifkat Nehei, B'shem, the Prima Godim, that if you have schach that is four tefachim wide, it passes the whole sukkah. It passes the whole sukkah. So the Mishabura in Sifkat Nehei says, B'shem the Prima Godim, that it passes the whole sukkah if it's four tefachim wide. He quotes a Prima Godim. So it's against the Prima Godim. Again, we said Mikra Din, it's always kosher, it's always kosher. But if you hold like those Rishonim and you want to get in those Rishonim, and those Rishonim maybe hold Mikra Din, it's puzzle, like you said, David, Mikra Din is puzzle. I could get out of it by having one spot, what? Where I could see the rain and stars. But the Prima Godim doesn't like that. Because if you hold like those Rishonim, Matthew, what does it mean? It means if you have a block of four fucking wide where it's thick, you're done. It's not good. Mr. Brewer says that in Sifkane, B'shem the what? B'shem the Prima Godim. The one Sifkane right before that. Amazing. He says you got a problem. Allah Chalamais. He quotes the Prima Godim. So it's an amazing what? Amazing Chiddush. He quotes here B'shem the Prima Godim in Sifkane, hey, that you're going to be in trouble, Lamaisa, if it's four fucking wide, if it's four fucking wide. Okay? So that's what he wants to say in Sifkat Hey, Halacha L'maisa. He says, I am Prima Yom Shkos, Efshul Linning, Reyes Chom Dai B'chol Asukim Miroa B'rak B'mokom Echad. Meshenki Mayim Uva Arbe Mor Ashein Agesh Yom Chol Rebisoko L'manin Mepsula Koshish Arbe Tvachem Yach Sach Posel Mikre. He has no problem with the stars. The Prima Godim says regarding seeing the stars, as long as there's one spot where you can see the stars, that's fine. But if it's so thick, Donnie, yes, where no rain can get in, he says if it's four tefachim, it's called schach pasul. Okay?
So why didn't you just make a spot less than four tefachim?
No, but what I'm saying is that those Prima Godim held like those who shown him, that's a problem. So those who shown him are going to say, halacha l'maisa, that if you have a spot, l'maisa, you have your whole sukkah all thick, Rav Sturmach says, have one spot where you can see the stars and rain, that's fine. You know what the Prima Godim says to that? That's not true. According to the Rishonim that say that that's a problem, if you have four tefachim of this thickness, you're done. And no rain can get in it, you're done. You can have one little spot for the stars, that's fine. But if no rain can get in, you see, if I ask you, one sec, Matthew, if I ask you, which is worse? Stars not being able to see or rain? Which one? You guys tell me. According to everyone.
Rain.
Because stars, the Mishnah says what? No one can argue on a Mishnah. The Mishnah says Kshayra. Where? What Mishnah? What that? Chav Pei Zimun Aleph. Excellent, Donnie. Chav Pei Zimun Aleph. On the top. Right on the ball. So everyone agrees the rain is worse. That's why it says if you have four tefachim that are thick, no rain can, you're done. Mr. Brew, the next Sifkatan says no. We hold Mikra Din that if no rain gets in, it's Kshayra anyway. Right? But the Prima Godim was going with those other Rishonim. Yes, Donnie, go ahead.
This could be a rumor, but I heard that, doesn't that be wherever you're sitting in the sukkah where you have to be able to get in?
Not according to what we're saying.
Not according to Rav Sturmach, but like...
The way we pass if no rain gets in is Kshayra.
Okay.
Mikra did. There's an Indian, there's a Chumra based on what we're saying, one spot is enough. Doesn't have to get in the whole way. You're asking good.
Lamaisa
does not have to be throughout the whole sukkah. Okay? Because Mikra did, if no rain gets in anywhere, it's Kshera, right? So if you want to fulfill the Chumra, one spot's enough. Yes, go ahead. What do you say, Matthew?
So then, how is it just Rav Sternbach against the Mishnah Berurah according to the Kerem HaGadol? Is it every source we've been doing that said that rain doesn't even get in?
Well, that's the way we're holding. Some the Bach Levush held like those other Rishonim.
Then why isn't this Rav Sternbach the compromise of that one spot which holds...
Well, Rav Sternbach was saying it within Rabbeinu Tam. We paskin anyway that it, against Rabbeinu Tam.
So he's the compromise theory.
Right, he's limiting Rabbeinu Tam. But the Prima Gadim has not that way. But I'm saying that's all within those Rishonim that are Machmer.
So the thick Schach that we said that the first Chiddush of Rishonim that wouldn't allow a thunderstorm in.
Yes.
That would allow a thunderstorm in but wouldn't allow normal rain.
Yes.
Would that be...
That's within Rabbeinu Tam.
Would that be considered like the Nisachim, Muschachim, what we did yesterday, like the plank boards...
Plank boards are probably Xer Mishum Tikra, bias. That's worse.
What I'm saying is, like, would that count like as a thick four twelve?
Yeah, it'd be similar to that. Yes. Yes, it would be similar. But what I'm stressing to you is everything he's saying is within Rabbeinu Tam.
Yeah.
We don't accept Rabbeinu Tam Nikradin. Right? Yeah, Rabbeinu Tam said it's Psulim in Atayra. Oh, Machlokes Tash Prima Gadol within Rabbeinu Tam. Okay. All right. Now let's get to this last Nakud I want to get to. There's a Chuvah Sefer. They quote B'Shem the Pre-Eitz Chaim B'Shem Reb Chaim V'Lozhiner. Someone, B'Shem Reb Chaim V'Lozhiner, you know Reb Chaim V'Lozhiner was? Yeah. Reshiva Lozhiner Yeshiva. There's a Talmud Muvak of the Vilna Gaon. He says, if you want to fulfill the mitzvah of Sukkah, listen to this, and sit in the Sukkah when it's raining, he says, B'Feirish, put a little bit of hole that you could see the what? You could see the stars, and rain can get in. And then he could say what? You could make the schach, the rest of it. It's called a sukkah. Shlo Yerch. He writes this beferish. It's amazing. That the Sefer Pirates Chaim says exactly like Reb Chaim V'Lozhiner says. Leave a little bit of hole that the rain and stars can get in. But Lamaisa, if no rain can get in, what? The rest of the sukkah, it's fine. That's what he writes. A tremendous
exactly
chumrah.
Exactly like Reb Sternbach.
Yeah, very exactly like Reb Sternbach saying. Exactly. So I'm saying that's what he wants to say. You want to sit in sukkah when the rain's falling? I got a great idea for you. But I want you to get this down. There is a quote from the Oneg Yontif. We'll get to it later in the year when we get to this. But there is a quote from the Oneg Yontif, Hashem, the Vilna Gaon, that when rain is falling, there's no shame sukkah. When rain is falling, halachically, there's no shame sukkah. He's assuming that there is a shame sukkah. And who is the Talmud Muvak of the Vilna Gaon?
Chaim
V'Lozhiner. So that was my kasha. They quote the Chuvas Oneg Yontif has a duke in the Vilna Gaon, the Birak Ra, that when there's Yeridus Aksham, there is no shame sukkah. There's no halachic shame sukkah. Here, Reb Chaim V'Lozhiner is giving you an etzah. I'll tell you how you can eat in the sukkah when it's raining. Make a thick schach where no rain can get in. Leave one hole there that rain gets in, and you can see the stars. And therefore, you can be yetzah the sukkah with no problem at all. I'm saying, though, when rain falls, doesn't your Rebbe say that there's no shame sukkah? That's my kasha, the Sefer Pir Eitz Chaim quotes B'Shem what? B'Shem Reb Chaim V'Lozhiner. I'm not sure who wrote the Pir. No, it's called the Pir Eitz Chaim. No, he quotes B'Shem Reb Chaim V'Lozhiner. Pir Eitz Chaim. Now, also in the Chuvas, Knaf Renana. Please get it. He says in one place, if you can see the stars, it's Kshera. What's a Svara? Because the whole Tosus is what? You brought it up. You use planks where rain can't get in. What does that mean? That means that what was Tosus talking about when rain can't get in? What was Tosus talking about when rain can't get in? Where you use what? Nails on the planks. But if you use branches, last time I checked, branches get dried out after a certain amount of time. It's not like a house. So no matter how thick you get it, halacha lamaisa, no matter how thick you get it, it's going to dry out a little bit. So it's going to be what? It's going to be kosher mikra din. Maybe not lechachila, but it's going to be kosher mikra din. You want to see who created the world, Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So therefore, you don't need the whole sukkah to be what? To be like that at all. So that's an interesting chiddush, halacha lemaisa, I want you to get. It's very interesting, no? There's when did Tosfos talk about not rain getting in? Again, the Chuvas, write it down, Knaf Renana, Orachaim Chelik Simon Samach Zayin. Knaf Renana. He says, all Tosfos is talking about when rain can't get in this possible when you're using nails. When you use schach, You know, agriculture, when you use twigs and leaves, those things dry out. They're not foolproof. Rain actually gets into those. So therefore, even maybe Tysus would allow that. That's what he wants to be machalic. It's very hard to have it so thick that no rain gets in. That's why I was thinking, I want you to get this down. I think the Shulchan Aruch did not touch this topic of rain. Why didn't he touch the topic of rain? Because he felt no matter how much thickness you put of agriculture,
you're not gonna stop.
Exactly, rain's going to get in. That's why I think the Mechaber didn't touch it. And I think the Mechaber held Maker Adin was chair against Tysus, and even according to Tysus, Tysus maybe only said it in the case of what? Maybe Tysus only said it in the case of planks. But with agriculture, Lamaisa, no matter how thick you get it, it's going to come in. You hear what I'm saying? I'm limiting Tysus. So what are the two limitations we had of Tysus or Minotam? One is if Sternbach put the hole, and what's number two? Maybe he only said it by the planks. Maybe he never said it by what? By agriculture. And therefore rain is going to get in. Halacha l'maisa. Now this leads, one sec, Dan, and we'll get to you. This leaves us to the following, okay? And then we'll get to you, Yoni, also. Just want to get to this, which is germane to the topic, and that's the shaila about putting plastic on. Can you put plastic over your schach?
Oh.
Which is called a what? What'd you say?
Schlock.
It's called a schlock lemaisa. But I'm talking about when you're sitting in the, what's it called in English? You know, when you put the tarp on?
Tarp.
Clear tarp. Can you put a clear tarp over your schach? It's clear. The sun gets in. What do you think about this? So I saw this shaila is amazing. Okay?
I don't think so.
You have a sukkah. Otachas aschach shalom sichech. Otachas aschach. Right? Shalom aschach posel. Let's say you spread sukkah, you spread lemaisa a sheet over the sukkah, plastic, or under the schach you have plastic. What do you think about that? Kosher or posel?
Posel.
Oh, I thought the same way, and we're going to say it's posel. But in the tshuva of the Shevet Alevi, please get this down. Shevet Alevi is Rav Osner, was a great goon. Chelik Dalid, Simen Nun Zayin. He says, there were many talmid acham pilpuling. Can you put this plastic clear through lemaisa on your sukkah to stop rain from coming in? Is that schach posel or not? So he quoted a chacham echad that said it's fine. Why? He said it was fine. Now we're not going to accept this. Why did this chacham echad said it was fine? Based on our Gemara. What does our Gemara say? Three different reasons in our Gemara, which you guys are going to chazit today, the whole amma, right? Three different reasons why 20 ammas or higher is posel. Yes? And what was the reason lemaisa of Reb Zeira? Shade, yes?
Yeah.
And if it's too tall, it'll be shade from not the schach from the walls. Yes?
Yep.
So the whole point of the schach is to create a shade. Yep. That's what we learned from the pasuk. So you know what that chacham said? Let me ask you. When you put a clear plastic over the schach, is there shade still being created?
No.
Yes. You still have your mandate. It's clear. He says this schach is not schach pasuk or schach kosher. It's a nothing. Schach that's made of plastic doesn't do anything, doesn't shade you from the sun, so it shouldn't be registered as schach posel. See, what is the concept of schach according to Reb Zeira? That it could create shade. Plastic, clear plastic, doesn't create shade. So that's not called schach posel. So ignore the thing. It's like magic. It blocks the rain, but it's not schach posel. Isn't that amazing? Rabba, you want to say you have cognition too? Okay. Could be. Could be, but this is even more specific about what shade schach posel and schach kosher is. So Rav Osner said, I'm sorry, Chacham Echad, I disagree with you. And we paskin like Rav Osner, that schach is posel. Why is it posel? Because he held that clear plastic posels the sukkah. Why? Because what do we learn from Rashi and the Rush? What do we learn from Rashi and the Rush today, guys? What did Rashi and the Rush quote? You remember? Yes, but didn't they both quote the pasuk of Reb Zeira? Yes, the same pasuk of Reb Zeira. It's Beferish. They quote the same pasuk of Reb Zeira. That it should be what? Should be mecharav umamatar. They're quoting from that same pasuk of Sukkah Tiel Itzel Yom Mecharav Nechsel Mister Mizera Mimatar. Therefore, what are they saying? It's going on the end of the pasuk that schach that blocks you from rain is called schach. What does the pasuk say in Yeshaya? It says, what does it say in Yeshaya? It says schach Sukkah tiel itself. What's the pasuk saying in Yeshaya? Sukkah tiel itself. Yoma mecher lemetzel mister b'yezer matar. Don't give me that business. If it blocks rain, then it's called schach puzzle. It's called schach. It's called schach. And therefore, halacha lemaisa, if it protects because of rain, it's considered b'tzel tzach. It's made from plastic, even though it doesn't prevent the sun, but it prevents from rain. So therefore, this is schach, that's pasul lemaisa, and therefore it should be what? Pasul min atayr. And he says, even, Rav Osman says, even if the schach plastic does not protect from sun, but nevertheless, it's thick enough, it protects from the rain, and this will be what? This will be called schach pasul. He says, chalila. What does chalila mean? Chas v'sholoim. To allow this heter to put plastic on the sukkah, halacha l'maisa, he says there is no reason to put it on, halacha l'maisa. If you want to sit in the sukkah with such a plastic, you would not say a bracha at all. Forget about it. So at the end of the day, we're poskening, halacha l'maisa, that the plastic is a problem too as well. Okay? Because we're utilizing the Reb Zeirut. Okay, first Yoni, go ahead. What do you say?
It's a question.
Yes.
Like a few minutes ago.
Go ahead.
What does the Oneg Yom Tov mean when he says, when rain is falling, there's...
It means halachically, Yoni, when Hashem has rain falling, it cannot be a halachic shem sukkah. It's just not a sukkah. It's like you're sitting in a structure. Does not have the halachic terminology being called a sukkah. Because the rain is mafkia, you're sitting in the sukkah, we don't call it a sukkah. It's like a conceptual formulation.
Also, if Tosfos was talking about nails, wouldn't he have like spelled that out?
He did, though. Didn't he? He did say mismarim. Yeah, he did say mismarim. No, didn't our Tosfos say mismarim? Yeah, he said to nail it down. He never dealt with agriculture. Okay, good, excellent kasha. Yes, Donnie, go ahead.
I have two questions.
Yeah, go ahead, real quick.
First one, if you're gonna give the plastic the same stuff because of Rashi and the Rush,
yes,
then you should go fully through with it and say that it's kosher because.
It's not, though, because what are the three things you need for schach to be kosher? You tell me. It's got to be dover what? That's not the kabel tuma. It's got to grow from the ground. Plastic doesn't, right? You got to have those qualifications, correct. Well said.
Same question.
Go ahead.
You could say that, could you say
yes.
That Rav Shurbach and the Mishnah of Chav Zayin isn't really a mafokus? Because according to the Mishnah of Chav Zayin, it says that he has to be... Let's say the ring gets into the suit.
Yes.
Unless you make that one hole on top of the table, then even...
Okay, maybe you can make that case too. I like that. In other words, you want to say it's a good nakuda. Maybe another way to get out of that Mishnah is to say it's a case where there's a hole. I like that. Could be. But what I'm saying is that those other Rishonim say you don't need to do that. The ones we paskin like, we say you don't even need a hole. If there's just one drop, they can't get in.
But even according to that Mahmur Mishnah, say if outside, then even if you make that one small hole right on top of your soup bowl, then you should be kosher.
Okay, I'm saying maybe it's a little bit hard to say that was the case in the Mishnah, maybe you could say that. But I'm just saying those Rishonim say you don't need to make that hole. Even if no drop gets in, it's fine. So you have to do away with that Mishnah. How do you do away with that Mishnah? You say it's a real rainstorm that it got through. Yes, Marty, go ahead.
What about those, I know people in my neighborhood,
yes.
One person has, when it rains, they pull down this tarp.
Yeah, the schlock. That's fine, because you're not sitting in the sukkah. Problem is that when the water goes out of the grass, you're over Hashkah D'Oraisa, Zoreya. So you got to make sure it's on your concrete driveway.
Oh.
Because if it goes on the grass, that's an issue D'Oraisa.
That's a big deal.
That's a tolda. That's a tolda of Zoreya. That's a terrible problem.
But it's allowed.
It's allowed. You're not sitting in the sukkah at that time. It's fine.
Oh.
Now, what about making an ohel? How do you do it on Yontif? As long as it's extended to Tefach already, you can roll the rest of it out. So before Yontif or Shabbos begins, make sure it's out a little bit of a Tefach, then you can extend the whole thing.
You're not worried the plants of a Mizid.
You can't cause a Psikresha, a Grama. Grama is a Mizid Rabbanim.
Yeah, Psikresha
is a Mizid Rabbanim. It's Psikresha, it's inevitable. Yeah, go ahead, Matthew. What do you say?
So, I'm just seeing my Chav. The Shevet Levi, he
yes.
rejects the Chacham Echad.
Yes.
Because he says, if you're going to go through Abzera's proof.
Yes.
The primary function of the schach has to be for shade, and being that clear plastic can't provide shade, it wasn't made l'shem sukkah, therefore including...
No, he wants to say from our sugya, he says, the Chacham Echad wanted to say that since it can't what, it cannot, doesn't do what, doesn't prevent the sunlight from coming in, it's not called schach at all. So it's not called schach pasuk, it doesn't register all. Rav Shturmach says that's ridiculous. Read the end of the pasuk. The pasuk says if it shelters rain, it is called schach. And since Donnie said this is plastic, it's not one of three qualifications, it's called schach puzzle. See, the Chacham Echad want to say it's a blank. It's like airspace.
Oh, got it.
Get that down. The Chacham Echad want to say it's like airspace. You follow what I'm saying? Does it register as either kosher or puzzle? And he said that's ridiculous. Read the end of the pasuk. It covers you from rain. So if it covers you from rain, that's called what? Schach puzzle. Doesn't have the qualifications. Yes, David, go ahead.
I was just going up with the psik reishas. What about psik reishas lo nichalei?
Right, but here it might be direct. Might not be a grama. And even psik reishas lo nichalei, we say it's an issur d'rabbanan. So we still shouldn't do it. Okay? All right, very good. Excellent. Okay. Now, lamaisa, I want to close with the following. Okay? I want to close with the following. And then, please, everyone go to Seder after Bismedesh. I'm not going to be there. It doesn't make a difference. I'm not there. You guys are stark. 12:45 to noon. Take your break for lunch, 12 to 1:15, come back. I want you to go over Shir, and then also do Beis HaManav, Chlor. I want you to know it Baalpeh, Mamish. Okay, I'm not going to test it Baalpeh, but I want you to know it, okay? When I ask you a kasha, I'm just for note, no pressure. I really want you to be able to look at the Daf, Mishnah, four dinim in the Mishnah, three approaches in the Gemara. What was the first part of the Gemara? The difference between Mavui and Sukkah, the whole shtickle. Okay, let's close with the following. We, as Ashkenazim, as opposed to Sephardim, say Slichus 4 days before Rosh Hashanah, at least. Because it says Vikraftim, except by Rosh Hashanah, it says Isim is old. The Beis Yosef, Shulchan Aruch says Sephardim say Slichus the whole month. Now, I want to understand exactly what Slichus is all about. The Rav said that Slichus was a Hakdama to Tefillah. It's an introduction to davening. That's why the Rav said, Machlokes Magen Avraham and the Eliyahu Rabbah. If someone, the Ramah writes, if someone davens for Slichus, you should daven for the Omid, the rest of davening. Because someone who starts a mitzvah, Omrim lo Gemor, we tell him, finish it. Gemor is very, very upset that someone who starts a mitzvah doesn't finish. Very upset. So that's why the Ramah says, you daven for the Omid for Slichus, you finish it up. Finish the job. Does that guy even beat out a Yortzoy or a Chiyuv? Machloik is Magen Avraham Eliyahu Rabbah. According to the Rav, it mashma that it is. That if you daven for the Omid Slichus, you beat out a guy who has Yortzoy or is an Avelis. To that degree. We view Slichus as Hakdama to Tefillah. And therefore, the question has to be asked, Halacha L'maisa, what is the best time to say Slichus? So there are four times. The best time is to say it like 4 a.m. in the morning when no one does it. Like an hour before dawn, where Hashem's Shechin is floating. Ani l'dodi v'dodi li. Hashem wants us to make an effort. Okay, so that's hard. What's the second best time? After Chatzos. I think they have a minyan in Yeshiva, 12:52, whatever it is, Chatzos. If you can't, get right to sleep right afterwards. If you can't, you can't. I understand. What's the third best time? Right before davening. Correct. And Hakdama to Tefillah. The fourth time, which is the worst, which I don't recommend at all, is to do it at 10 p.m. before Chatzos at night. Rabbi Avadia has a blazing tshuva, very scary tshuva, that you should never say Slichus before Chatzos. It's called Kotis and Tias. It's like you're taking saplings and cutting them down. Whatever that means, I'll pee what? I'll pee Kabbalah. But it's not right to say Slichus at 10 p.m. You should always say Slichus after Chatzos. Chatzos means 12:54. Al pi din. I want you to note that. Very important. Now, when you say Slichus, the Iker part of Slichus is the Yud Gimel Midos, and you say that by a minion. If you fall behind or lag behind, you should always jump to the Yud Gimel Midos when the Tzibur is saying it. And if you're saying Slichus by Echidus, you never say the Yud Gimel Midos, and you don't say the Lashon Aramaic. At the very end, you know there's a Lashon Aramaic, and the Lashon Aramaic, you also skip if you're saying the Yechidus. Now, it's important to note that there is a paragraph, and you'll notice it, in our yeshiva we skip it, called Machnisei Rachamim. In our yeshivas we skip it, and I skip it, Lamais, also in the shul, when I say it. Machnisei Rachamim, most Rishonim say is improper to say, because you're asking the Malachim to bring your tefillahs to Hashem. Most Rishonim say that that's foreign theology. That's really Christian theology. We don't believe in intermediaries. We dive directly to Hashem. When you go to a Beis HaKfaris, for let's say a grandparent or a Rebbe, You're not asking them to carry your tefillah to Hashem. You're asking them to daven on your behalf. You follow the distinction? You're not asking them to carry the tefillah. That's an intermediary. That's Christian theology. We believe, according to Rav Rishonim, that we daven directly to Hashem. You want to ask someone who's in the nifter to pray on your behalf, that's fine. But you don't ask them to carry up your tefillahs. And therefore, machnisei rachamim is you're asking the malachim to bring in your tefillah to Hashem. That we don't believe in. That's why that paragraph we skip. You'll see that in the Slichas. Very important. Yes, Matthew?
So why do we ever say machnisei rachamim?
Because there are a mute of Rishonim that say it's okay. But Rav Rishonim, led by the Rambam, said that that was Goyish theology, and we don't do it.
So why would they, read it in the liturgy?
Because a mute of Rishonim held it was not a problem. Because we believe only in Hashem, and they said, okay, but Lamaisa, the Rambam held not that way. And many Rishonim followed the Rambam. And we generally, Litvish yeshivas, follow that approach. And that's why people misunderstand when they go to a Beit Zafarsh. They think they're going to a Rebbe, that the Rebbe should carry their tefillahs. No, Chas v'Shalom. You're asking the Rebbe to daven on your behalf. That's the pshat, Lamaisa, you have in the what? You have in the Slichas. Now, it's very interesting, Halacha Lamaisa, that you need to have the 4 days before a korban to check in order to start saying the slichas before on Rosh Hashanah, because on Rosh Hashanah, the proper theme of Rosh Hashanah, and we're going to begin to talk about this now, and we'll talk about it much more, and I want you to get this, is that the proper theme of Rosh Hashanah is what? Is coronating Hashem as the king. I want you to get that down. If you're davening in Rosh Hashanah, you don't understand certain words, you have to think to yourself, I'm making you Hashem my king. You know, the first of the Seres Yemei Tshuva is Rosh Hashanah. There is no way you can embark upon a road of tshuva unless you declare Hashem as the king first. It's a joke. Do you ever think, why don't we start the year with Yom Kippur and then have Rosh Hashanah come after that? The answer is because you can't embark upon a road of tshuva unless you have 2 days of Rosh Hashanah where you declare Hashem as the king. He is my king. Then after the next 8 days, I can do tshuva. But the focal point of Rosh Hashanah is Hashem, Hashem, Hashem. Hashem is the king. People misunderstand that. That's why some say you're not allowed to cry in Rosh Hashanah. Why are you crying? The focal point is not you in Rosh Hashanah, it's Hashem. It's Hashem. Do you know that's why the Vilna Gaon never, we don't say Hashem no Al-Khed on Rosh Hashanah. Why not? Because that's about us. Rosh Hashanah, you're focusing on Hashem being the king. Do you know the Ramah says you don't eat nuts on Rosh Hashanah? Why not? Because it causes a lot of spit. It might prevent your davening. Also, it's gematria chait. Do you know the Vilna Gaon? Lomaisa Avinu Malkeinu skips the line. Avinu Malkeinu Chatanu Lefanecha in Eretz Yisrael. All the yeshivas skip that line.
Yeah, we
skip. To that degree. Chatanu Lefanecha. You don't say chait. Not on Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah's all about the Eibishter. You're making him the king. And you're making him the king in a process that you're not just accepting a pre-existing yoke. You are making Hashem the Melech. And the only way in which you can make Hashem the Melech, says Rav Hutner Zatzal, is if you do Gimel Chasadim. That's the matbeah, the coinage of the Kedusha Yom of Rosh Hashanah. Says in Nechemiah, Perches, V'shalcho manus lein nachalom. Nechemiah said a beautiful drasha to the Jews on Rosh Hashanah. You know what he told them? I want you guys to be kind to one another. I want you to give presents. We always think Shalcho manus is only Purim. It's also Rosh Hashanah. I want you to go ahead and what? I want you to go ahead and be kind to one another. Because the only way you can declare me as king, Vahi Bishur Melech, Yisasav Yachat Shifti Yisrael. Only if there's Achtos. Meikar Adin in Shulchan Aruch, when do you ask your friend Mechila? Erev Yom Kippur. It says in the Kitchen Shulchan Aruch, Minig Yafa to do it when? Erev Rosh Hashanah. Erev Rosh Hashanah. That is the day of Rosh Hashanah. The day of Rosh Hashanah is you know, that's why, how many Pesukim do we say in Malchus, Zichronish and Shofros, each one?
A bunch.
10. We say 10. 3, 3, and 3. Torah, Ksuvim, and then Nevi'im. Why Ksuvim? Because they're from Tehillim. Dovan HaMelech wrote them, and that's why the Beis Yosef says we say it before the Nevi'im. And the last one is from the Torah. What if you say Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad? That's the only pasuk you said in Malchus. Is that good?
Yeah.
No, we pasuk not good. Why not? Because what is Shema Yisrael? It's accepting a yoke of a pre-existing kingdom. I'm Rosh Hashanah, you have to make him the king. It's the process of making him the king. And that's why 4 days before Rosh Hashanah, here it happens to be perfect this year. We start Saturday night and Wednesday night Rosh Hashanah. You got to at least do four. And that means to what? That means to go ahead and examine oneself, get ready. But for Rosh Hashanah, it's not focusing on you, it's focusing on Hashem, making him the king. That's what it means, halacha l'maisa. So let's close with, I want you all to find out when Nates is in your various communities. Because you should not be sleeping by Nates. You should be up before Nates, learning, before you're davening. The Yushami says someone who's sleeping by Nates, God forbid, should have a sleepy year. So you should be up before Nates. Nates is much late now, very late. So it's not. You should try to get up early. The Ramah writes you shouldn't take a nap on Rosh Hashanah during the afternoon. But Rav Shefa said it's from Yushami, which really means what? You shouldn't really be nap. You shouldn't be sleeping at the Nates. The Mishnah Berurah quotes that the Maharam in Rutenberg did take a nap. And the Stipler, they said, took a nap. So what do you do? Because Yushami is talking about in the beginning of the day. You shouldn't be sleeping when Hashem judges us. When does Hashem judge us? The first 3 hours of the day. So we shouldn't be sleeping. So we should get up. Everyone probably starts davening around 7:30 anyway, so it's like an hour before, maybe a half, 45 minutes before. There's many other dinim we have to know about Rosh Hashanah, but I want you to get down the theme of Rosh Hashanah making Hashem the king, not just accepting, but making him the king. It's about him. It's not about us. The next 8 days afterwards is about us. Okay, everyone have a wonderful day. Beis Hashem, I'll see you tomorrow, 9 o'clock. Seder. So Chazer, go to Beis Medrash now, 10:45 to noon, take the break to 1:15, then you can dive and make a minute at 2:30 when you come back 1:15 to 2:30. Everyone learn Stark with the Chavrusas. Tomorrow we're gonna go Viter. We met it. Tomorrow we'll go Viter, but I want you to Chazer. Now Sunday